It is Tuesday, February 1st, 2022. This is your GQDN News. I am Joe. Welcome on in, people. In today's news, we talk about someone being pulled from FIFA. The FTC will investigate the Blizzard deal. And Danny Trejo is going to be in a video game again. We will start with what I just said with something that comes to us from Kotaku. Manchester United striker is pulled from FIFA after some rape and other just bad things. Mason Greenwood was removed from Manchester United. Oh, I'm sorry, it was moved from EA Sports, not from Manchester United. Probably will be, though. After his suspicion of sexual assault and making threats to kill. This is what the BBC has reported. When he was arrested Sunday, when police, quote, became aware of online social media images and videos posted by a woman reporting incidents of physical violence. That was Greenwood's former girlfriend. So, yes, this is going to be going on her for a little bit, but he does, in my mind, need to go to jail for this. Another investigation is going on, and this is one we know about. This comes to us from Destructoid.com, and the FTC will most probably be the ones to investigate Microsoft's Activision Blizzard's, that purchase. So, the acquisition is what I wanted to say. So, in this case, it does make sense in a way because this is what the Federal Trade Commission is supposed to do. It was originally going to be the Justice Department that was going to handle this, but they're going over some overhauls right now, so it's going to be the FTC. This is not a surprise. This is what happens when you have a near $70 billion deal. 68.7 to be exact, or more exact as it is. Talking money, this comes to us from businesswire.com, and the EA has now reported their Q3 fiscal year 2022 results. So net bookings for trailing 12 months was $7.254 billion, up 22% year over year. The EA Player Network has grown more than 540 million unique active accounts. So there's some definite good stuff there that happened there for EA Sports. And I'm sorry, I said EA Sports. I mean EA as a whole. Because there you're talking about EA Sports and a lot of Star Wars genres. Along with some other game. So well done to them. Bring it back to home a bit. Because Blizzard is now hinting at a bit of cross-faction gameplay for World of Warcraft. This comes to us from Blizzard Watch. And this is really, really interesting because if this does happen, it shows what Blizzard's thinking about the war between the Horde and the Alliance and really what they're thinking, where they're at in this battle as it is right now. So there is a bit of a blue post. I won't go over the full details right now. Probably will during the weekly show, if I know Gulvin at all. So we'll see what happens. But this does look rather interesting. What else looks interesting comes to us from the Bungie site, Bungie.net. And they did a Q&A with people about their buyout from PlayStation. And one of the questions that we go over is, will Destiny 2 experience a non-PlayStation platform be impacted by Bungie becoming part of PlayStation? And the answer is no. We want to maintain the same great experience you already have on your platform of choice. So, and there's a question where whether they become a PlayStation exclusives. Right now, the answer is no. We want the world we are creating to extend to anywhere people play games. Okay? I play Destiny on Steam, Xbox, or Stadia. Will my platform be supported? Simple answer, yes. So just to let you know what's going on there at Bungie. Now, some equipment that you might want to get if you are a Final Fantasy nerd like I am. There are bigger nerds than me, admittedly. Square Enix Official Goods tweeted out a picture of the Buster Sword as an alarm clock. Yes, I said a Buster Sword as an alarm clock. Right now, there are no details. Probably, it might be on like the Square Enix shop if they got one. I don't know if they do, but it's not available yet. They just showed a model. I'm just saying. People calm down. It's not available yet, but it will be soon. Now we go to esports.gg, and they are saying that Apex Legends is going mobile. It is launching on Android first, but they do have plans to put it on iOS. Respawn had a tweet at Respawn. The soft launch for Apex Mobile is coming. For those in the countries mentioned below, please follow the link or visit your local Google Play Store page to pre-register. For all other Legends, sit tight. We'll have more info for you soon. Those countries that which the tweet speaks of are Argentina, Colombia, Mexico, Peru, Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines, Singapore, Australia, and New Zealand. Everybody else, you're going to have to wait apparently. Okay, but this is going to come to, it's going to Android first, so on your Google Play Store, it will come to iOS later this year. That's what I am projecting. Just makes sense, you know? Oh, well, I know what game probably won't be on Android iOS, but we'll see. I'm not exactly sure if this game is or not, but really don't care. Now, there is a game called Ollie World. It's a skateboarding game where you go down two different tracks. Essentially, it's like a race. And one of the ones that you get to see, maybe Danny Trejo, for he has lended his likeness and maybe his voice, as it were. This comes to us from Eurogamer.net. And while the game looks pretty good, the fact that you're going to have a star in there just having fun with you, really, really good idea. Really good idea. We will end today's show with some cuteness. Okay, I get it. Funko Pop, this comes to us from GameInformer.com, has Pokemon. Funko Pop has Pokemon. So, which by the way, they're known as Pop Games. Yep. But they got Pokemon. There's one that's in blue and black. That is Lucario. Pink and white is Sylveon. And yellow, brown, maybe like a tan and brown, something like that. Or maize. Oh, God, maize. Ugh, horrible color. Is Alakazam. They are all very good looking, all three. Right now, they will be, they're on pre-order. They will be released on March 15th, and it'll cost you roughly $12 a piece. So there you have it. Get your Funko Pops, people. And while you're at it, head on over to thegroupquest.com and click on the links. One goes to our Patreon, patreon.com/thegroupquest. That's where you get the notes in Discord, people. Okay? Links to the Discord are there, and links to our Audible. Get a free book, people. Come on, you know you want some. And while you're at it, go check out stackup.org. Lots of good people over there. Anyway, this has been a Dawn Forge production. 2022, all rights are reserved. I'll see you during a snowstorm tomorrow. I'm going to have fun in the freaking snow. And the rain, and whatever. There will be no more gaming news tomorrow. I guarantee it. Something's gonna happen. We'll find out tomorrow. Bye-bye.